politicians and candidates of all parties are continually solicitous of the needs and votes of hardworking Vermonters. Take Democratic gubernatorial candidate and Senate President pro tem, Peter Shumlin.
Vermonters work harder than anybody else, so we should come out of this recession faster than anybody else.
Or Republican Senator and Lieutenant Governor candidate, Phil Scott.
We have an incredible workforce here, hardworking Vermonters that are struggling. We need to put them back to work.
Now, a new organization hopes to focus attention on the needs of Vermonters who don't work so hard. The Association of Easygoing Vermonters holds its first conference in Montpelier today. Last night, a few dozen members held a pre-conference party at the Capitol Plaza. None of them seemed at all embarrassed about not being a hardworking Vermonter. One even seemed to gloat about it.
My name is Stanley Franklin. I'm from the town of Waitsfield. As someone who has spent my entire life not working, I was one of those people that was born with, they say, a silver spoon in their mouth. That would be me. Anything that's good for Vermont, it really should be based on whether it's good for me. All those people that work hard, they should be going somewhere else. To that end, I think we need to be focusing our priorities on transporting those people out of state. And
Public transportation, then.
Well, public transportation one way. Just a one-way ticket, of course.
Nancy Bluff of Essex was more interested in playing Frisbee than work.
Hardworking Vermonters, what about me? I'm a student. I like to study Frisbee. But you know, sometimes the weather doesn't even cooperate. I'm hard working trying to find the right weather and the right time and the right feel. If they can change the weather down in Montpelier, I tell you what, they would have my vote.
Jill Lowe of Montpelier concurred.
I think we maybe need a two or three day work week, but really dependent on the weather, you know, for the folks that like to ski, get those snow days off, for the folks that like to throw discs, we only want to work when it's pouring rain out. You know, come on, give us a break.
The Association of Easygoing Vermonters have hired contract lobbyist Stuart Starbuck to represent them under the Golden Dome. It sounds like they're not his usual sort of client.
The conference will start, you know, sometime between 10, 11, once they get their act together, and I think it'll be a really good time for lawmakers to see what taking it easy is really all about. They're doing a mild push for, you know, some allocation of forest and parks resources to allow for some ultimate Frisbee fields. You know, I think they'd be happy if it happened this session, next session. Maybe even next biennium would be all right.
The association has chosen a leader who actually is prevented by state and federal law from working hard.
Cole Higgis. I'm the president of the Association of Easygoing Vermonters.
6-year-old Higgis spent the afternoon before last night's party avoiding hard work.
I've been like on plane trains downstairs and stuff, looking for animal tracks too, in the snow.
It was clear from his reception that Higgis' assiduous avoidance of hard work has earned the respect of this group.
Welcome, Association. We have good work ahead of us, but not hard work.
Still, it's hard to know how effective Higgis will be as president of the organization. His is not a hands-on management style.
Nobody can really contact me because I'm just a kid.
This April 1st conference of the Association of Easygoing Vermonters might be their last. In Montpelier, this is Carl Etnayer.